Hey there, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, and you are officially inside my series, Get Unstuck So Your Success Can Stick. So here's a big question. What do you do when you're waiting for them? That's something that I get from clients all the time. You know, they're in a position where they're like, listen, I'm ready to push the go button. I want to have launched like 6 months ago, but I'm waiting for my web designer. I'm waiting for the graphics person. I'm waiting for the photos to get back to me. I'm waiting for the editor to critique my book or my audio so that it can be perfect and I can move forward. I'm waiting, and I'm not ready because they're not ready and they're pissing me off. Has that been something that you've said or thought at some point? What do you do when you're waiting for them? Okay. Now, here are a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind. What do you want to execute now? Okay, what do you want to sell now? Because the truth be told, people were selling before websites were created. So you could pick up a phone, you could walk outside, you could sell today without having a website. I just want you to be clear about that. Now, one of the things that I had said to you in another, you know, Get Unstuck series, I talked about this idea of putting together an about.me page, a one pager that you can go and get over at about.me, just to give people an overview of who you are and what you do. So if you wanted to redirect them there, you absolutely could. You know, I've got clients who come to me and say, listen, I sell all day, every day on Facebook. I sell all day, every day on Instagram, and they're still in the process of getting their website together, but they're more concerned with getting the product out there and getting the people to see the product than they are focused on getting all the editing professionals to do what they need to do to move forward. So a part of this process, when you say, oh my God, I can't move forward, I'm waiting for them, a part of this process of you getting unstuck, real talk, is mind shifting yourself into a space where you realize that you need to start where you are. You need to start with what you have, and you need to move forward in a space where you're ready to jump in without things being perfect. Okay? I want you to write this down. Perfection comes in the process. Perfection comes in the process. I've been building websites for the last 15 years. The first couple of websites I created, they look awesome to me when I made them. And then looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh, wow. What was I thinking with those colors? But at the end of the day, in order for me to be the web designer that I am today, in order for me to be able to tell you the many things I tell you as far as my life lessons and my business lessons, it's because I never waited for perfection. You know, I'm sure, you know, my first ebooks weren't that great. My first audios aren't that great. Maybe even this audio isn't that great. I'm sorry, I don't have music in the background and I don't have somebody kind of announcing me, hey, this is the LaShonda Sister Sense show. I mean, I don't have all of that. I don't have those bells and whistles because I'm more concerned about the meat and realizing that perfection comes in the process. As I do what I do, as I reach, as I teach, as I get more people inside of my power circle and sort of my fire starter circle in my community, I'm seeing that I'm changing lives and I'm affecting people because I'm not waiting. I know what it feels like. I very just kind of really quickly, when I created my first website, Multiple Shades of You Online, maybe you've heard me tell you this story before. If not, you're in for a treat. I created MSOY Online when I was in college. I wanted to create an e-zine for young girls of color. At the time, I was interning at IBM, and I had the vision for MSOY. I just didn't feel like I could do it by myself. So I was trying to find a mentor while I was at IBM. I was like, if I could find a techie sister girl woman who's, you know, 10, 15 years older than me, maybe she can point me in the right direction so I won't make any mistakes. And then I was like, okay, I'm in this program, Inroads. Inroads was a program that helps gifted young adults get into Fortune 500 companies. That's how I got into my IBM position, interning there. I was like, well, maybe I can find a fellow inroader who's into technology and ambitious like me. I don't have to do this by myself. You know, I felt like, you know, if I could get either a mentor or a partner or somebody to kind of guide me through the process, I wouldn't make mistakes. I wouldn't do it alone and I could avoid pitfalls. At the end of the day, I realized that this was my baby and nobody was going to birth my baby. I was waiting for my part because I eventually got a partner, it just didn't work out because it wasn't her baby. You know, I was trying to get a mentor, that didn't work out because, you know, people were like, ooh, that sounds good, but girl, I don't have the time to help you right now. Real talk. So really all of those things put me in a space where my first mantra for myself was just do it. I was always telling myself that there were things that I wanted to do, but, you know, either, you know, family members or people in my area would go, yeah, that sounds good, but LaShonda can't do that. She's quiet. She's shy. She doesn't talk. And then I had all of these people and myself included in my head going, you know, you're the shy girl from Brooklyn, you know, you can't do this on your own. If you do it, you may fail. But what if you don't fail? Right? You know, what if you don't fail? So just do it. I stopped waiting for them and started depending on me. That's why I'm here today. That's why I've spent the last 15 years building my empire online, spent the last 8 years working at home, being a work at home mama, affecting lives, doing things that I never dreamed I would be able to do, working with brands that I only saw either on television or on the cover of magazines. Now I'm working with them, partnering with them and teaching them what I've learned, right? Because perfection comes in the process. And at the end of the day, you just have to do it. Don't wait for them. So guess what? Like I said, I've got friends, I've got associates, I've got clients. And while, you know, it's good, I'm a web designer. So of course, I'm going to tell you, you need a good website. But you know, folks are selling without it. Folks are getting on the phone. They're pounding the real pavement. They're pounding the digital pavement. If you really want to do what you need to do, waiting on them shouldn't stop you. Waiting on a couple of pictures or some edits or a website shouldn't stop you. Hell, you could go to canva.com right now. Go to canva.com and make a graphic if your graphic guy hasn't gotten it to you yet. You can make your own MP3 just like I'm doing this audio for you right now. You can do an audio and put it out there. You can sit in front of your camera and do a YouTube video without waiting for somebody to edit it and make it pretty, because at the end of the day, it's the process. It's the purpose. It's you being passionate about what you do so you can reach people that matters most, okay? Don't wait for them. Don't wait for perfection. Get in there. Do it. Make it happen, okay? Just do it. That, you know, that's the one to write down and take to heart today. That's my keeper quote for you. Just do it, so that you can put your best you out there and share all that you've got with the world. Okay, so that is it for today inside of my Get Unstuck So Your Success Can Stick series. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to talk about next. I want you to be excited about the next one. If you are enjoying this series thus far, I'd love to know. Shoot me an email, lhenry@success.com. Hell, you could do a video. Do a video or an audio and let me know if my series has helped you in any way, shape, or form. For me, I know I'm not the most perfect person. You know, I know that I can be a little silly sometimes, or, you know, I'll fudge up every now and again on these sessions. But again, for me, it's not so much about the perfection as far as how I edit these audios, but me giving you the message that I feel compelled to give you today so that, again, you can avoid, if not power through, those success blockers and really do what you need to do so that your success can stick. So have a beautiful and blessed day, whoever you are, wherever you are, and we'll talk more soon. Take care. Bye.